Welcome to a special live edition of the Jim Baker Family Show. Coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Join us today as we celebrate the Voice of the Prophets Network. Our special guest today is the founder of Orphan's Hands Ministries, Philip Cameron. Our co-hosts today are Maricela Woodall, Mondo De La Vega, and I'm Tammy Subaker, and now, direct from Grace Street at Morningside, USA, here's your hosts, Pastors Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Subaker, and welcome to this live broadcast to the world from right here in the beautiful mountains of the Ozarks.
That's right.
Welcome our special guest today, Philip Cameron, live all the way from Scotland.
Well, from Scotland via Tennessee. But if you're watching us right now, we are here live in the studio.
Yes, we are.
And when I heard what was going on, I said, I am going there. So I'm going
to,
I'm glad to be with you for a couple of days.
Thank you.
You and your family came to America when I was but a boy, and you were but a boy.
I was more of a boy.
You were a little boy.
Little boy.
And it was an amazing thing you brought. And your father and mother, they brought the anointing of the Holy Ghost to television for the first time, really, that there was an outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
Right.
And it continues today. You bring the blessing.
Well, what I found in my life is, and the anointing of God is creative. It was the God's Spirit that moved upon the face of the water, the face of the deep, and created the universe. So God's Spirit creates. So our family were a bunch of drunks in Scotland. Got saved, delivered from alcohol, got baptized in the Holy Ghost, and God began to give us these praise songs and a revelation of how praise works and how God inhabits praise. And so without knowing any better and any of the form and formalities of the church in America, we just showed up with our kilts and our tambourines and our accordions and began to sing these praise songs. And to our astonishment, it hit a nerve and a hunger in people's hearts in the church. And every time God does something, and I believe in the days we're living in, Jim, and this is why I wanted to be with you today. Mm-hmm. I believe that in the days that we're living in, the anointing is on the prophetic. Because we are in a transportation vehicle called time, moving through time towards eternity. And what is happening right now and all the things you're seeing, I mean, every morning you wake up and the news is absolutely, it's almost a thought to switch the TV on because you don't know who else's house has been raided or who else has been, this has been happened
That's
to them. And I mean, there is conspiracies in the old days. There is conspiracies afoot. Well, let me tell you, there is once again in our world, conspiracies afoot. And what they are trying to kill is freedom. The gospel, the hate. Let me tell you, all of these things, everything will come back to the root, which is the gospel. And we need the voice of the prophets speaking today fearlessly. And the reason why I'm here in this time of just challenge that we're in is to stand up and say, we need people to stand with the Voice of the Prophets Network and say, we are going to be a voice in these closing days of time. And so I am delighted to be with you, Jim.
Well, this is such an emergency that we have not done telethons in recent years. And so we're doing, this is live today to hundreds of our network. And the Voice of the Prophets Network is live right now in New York. And Mondo, do you
Los
have the
Angeles,
list?
Los Angeles, Palm Springs, Sacramento, Denver, Albuquerque, Miami, Naples, Orlando, St. Petersburg, Tallahassee, Florida,
Amen.
Tampa, Florida, West Palm Beach, Atlanta, Georgia, Baltimore, Maryland, Boston, Massachusetts, Detroit, Michigan.
Whoa.
Those are just some of the staple
and
cities
lot,
in
lots
America.
More.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You got to, this week again, name them all because I like hearing them all. And I want people to know that this is a huge network.
Yes.
This is a network that would have taken a lifetime to build. Mm-hmm. And we've done it actually since I had a stroke two years ago. And I always say this, but Nena came into my bedroom and said, Dad, do you still want to go on with that network? And I said, yes.
Absolutely.
And we signed the papers right there. She
That's
did.
Right.
And in my bedroom. And we went on the air when I was in bed with a stroke, and we started, and the thing is unbelievable. It's almost self-supporting, but we're gotten behind financially because the left came for us. And I mean, they came for us time and time again, and they took money from us, millions of dollars from us. Yeah. And then they took the what do you call it, credit cards away.
Yeah.
And that was for, over a year, wasn't it?
18 months.
18 months without credit cards. That's almost like taking your money away, yeah, because that's money.
That's right.
What is it critical to understand about the credit card system? That is an illustration of where we're heading. Mm-hmm. I saw, in fact, I sent you the other day a thing from the Daily Mail in Scotland, a headline saying that Great Britain will be cashless in 5 years.
Wow.
5 years' time,
Britain will be cashless.
Well, their excuse is convenience. I rarely carry cash. I've got a debit card that I swipe at McDonald's or wherever I am. So, but what they're trying to do is, if they can remove cash from the system, they know that I left from Knoxville, Tennessee yesterday morning because I bought gas in a gas station in Knoxville, Tennessee. They knew what I eat, when I ate. On the way here, they saw me stop for the second time. Mm-hmm. So they have complete and utter control over you. And once they can
don't mean to interrupt you, because this, you're turning me on here with this thing today. It's unbelievable.
Oh, absolutely.
And did you know our good friend,
Mike Lindell.
Yeah.
And
the FBI came to his house.
Raided his house.
Seized his phone.
His phone. Yeah.
That's an arrest in my book.
Wow. Well,
why did they do that? Why did they break into their houses or wherever they are, seize their phones, and try to put the fear of God? And Mike told him, he said, "Well, I do all my business on my phone." He said, "That is all my information there that I use to do business." And I know, because he's been on our show, and he calls us.
Yeah.
And so we're in his phone.
Sure.
So if they're coming after everybody in his phone,
the whole point is ultimately control.
Yeah.
It'll get to the point then that if they don't want you to fly, you won't be able to buy a ticket to fly.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bible.
And that's the way it is in a lot of countries.
Yes, it's already in place. But America always has been in history the last bastion of freedom. We are the ones that stand up and say, not here, no way, no how, this is never going to happen. And what they're doing is incrementally, they are taking away the liberties of America, and we are rolling over for them to just take it from us. So what will happen very soon, they'll have great reason for it. Technology will be so advanced that you'll be able to, first of all, it'll be a card, and now you just, I don't have to swipe my card anymore. I just tap my card. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I have it on my iPhone, so I can just tap my iPhone. So what's happening is they're removing, they're giving you convenience and removing liberty.
Wow.
And one day when they choose to, like they did with you guys for your credit cards, they closed down commerce for this ministry
for over a year.
Yeah. And so what we need today is an answer.
Yeah.
And that is why I believe the Voice of the Prophets Network is absolutely key in the response to when the Bible says when the enemy comes in, like a flood, the Spirit raises a standard against him.
Mm-hmm.
And you watching today, wherever you are, in any city around the world, let me tell you something. If you're watching this, it's because God wants you to see what's being spoken about, and he wants you to be a partner with us to stand up and say, I want the gospel to be continually preached. I want the standard of what we believe to be raised.
Amen.
And by doing so, and by giving today, you are going to answer what the devil's trying to put upon us and what the devil's trying to mean for evil. God, let me tell you, God is going to turn it around for good.
Amen.
God works in emergency.
Yes, he does.
God works in crisis. There's a giant standing against the children of Israel, threatening them every day, every morning, every night. If you defeat me, then we will serve you. But if I defeat you, you will serve me. And into this crisis, the king's hiding in his tent. All the soldiers are hiding in the tents. And to this crisis, God sends the most unlikely person. A wee boy skips in with some bread and cheese. And he looks across the valley and he says, who is that uncircumcised Philistine that he would defy the armies of the living God? And suddenly, into a helpless situation, God, the Holy Ghost, sends someone, something, a rhema, to stand up and say, whoa, not quite yet. And David ran to the brook Cherith, picked up 5 prepositioned stones. They were there waiting for their destiny. And a wee boy came and picked him up and ran towards a Goliath. And before the day was done, the soldiers were saying, Saul has killed his thousands, but David has killed his tens of thousands. Then I speak into your circumstance and the crisis of your life.
Yeah.
Whatever the devil's meant to destroy you over, God is going to deliver you with a high and a mighty hand and give you the victory. And the Bible says he has caused us to triumph in the name of Jesus.
Wow. Amen.
So there's a number on your screen, 888-988-1588. JimBakerShow.com. Either of those vehicles, you can go right now and you can give a gift and say, I am going to be part of this legacy miracle that is taking place. We are believing God for 4,000 people, I believe, to give $1,000. You can do that. I'm here today and I'm giving $1,000. I want to be part of this legacy anointing that's taking place.
I got a praise report just a few seconds ago. Destiny Television, JT.
Sure, yes.
That carries this program, the Jim Baker Show, and his network is donating $1,000
for
the Hallelujah Voice of the Network. Archbishop Bierman last night called me and says, I'm donating. She did it last night, $1,000 for this mission.
Hallelujah.
Right now. Another man that was just here, we just met him, Bishop Alan DiDidio, just donated some money for this mission as well. Cindy Jacobs, I called her last night and she says, tell Pastor Jim and Lori, the voice of the prophet will continue.
Yes.
We're donating to this mission. I want to tell you something. There are leaders watching right now that you have been watching from afar.
Yeah.
And this is your moment to get involved with one of the most important moments in ministry, which is the Voice of the Prophets Network. I talked to Bishop Ron Webb. He's coming next week, but he's also being a part of this miracle, donating to the what you just mentioned, Uncle Philip. And another man, I got to give you praise reports because all you're hearing a lot in the news is bad news, but the good news of the gospel is that the unity amongst leaders in the body of Christ is arising right now. And last night, Bishop Carrick Butler from Atlanta, Georgia, called me and said, you tell your mom and dad that I'm standing, our ministry is standing with the Voice of the Prophets Network. And he said, we're donating, we're sowing a seed of this mission to proclaim the gospel around the world.
Wow.
We're going to take back what the enemy stole from us, and we're going to stay on the air because God's people are standing with us. We're doing everything in our power, and that's what we do. When we've done all, then we can stand, but we can't stand because we've got to do more. We're doing everything possible here.
Because we are going to save this ministry. The gospel is what we've been called to do. So we are going to save
this ministry. The
ministry
owns condominiums here. Not very many of them, but we owned them for our guests. You know, we have our guests stay there and all. But how many have you sold this last few weeks?
We've sold 3 so far. And
three
it's because,
of these
that's
condominiums.
Right. It's because the Lord spoke to our team and said, utilize what I have given
in your
you.
Hand.
What is in your hand? What is it that I have given you for this very moment to save the voice of the prophets? And that's exactly what we're doing out of obedience
and
to God. And
just,
he's moving.
We're putting on the market this week our big dome that we built. It costs so much money that we can never get the money out of it, but we're just going to sell it to the best bid. And it is a house that'll last through the atomic bombs and everything else. I mean, you know, it's a dome.
And
so we put that for sale. So somebody can come buy that and help us with the bill. And we're going to sell our a lot of our cabins now. We decided to put them up. They're beautiful. You designed them,
and they're
beautiful, aren't they?
They are absolutely beautiful.
They have bathrooms.
Our little cottages.
Little bathrooms.
They're built
in, little
very
kitchens.
Well, and they're, full kitchens, full baths. They're really beautiful.
Great for one person.
Absolutely.
Or two people that are really in love.
That's right.
And we could, but we're doing everything to save our ministry and our network.
Yes, amen.
And we're believing God. Mm-hmm. And we have this legacy offering of $1,000. And did you say you're giving $1,000?
Yes, sir. I am. Absolutely, yes. And
you
and
always
now,
give money.
And now you're mentioning it. Yes, now I really am. The first time I gave $1,000, I was on PTL in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I was on the sofa, and we were poor as church mice. I mean, we could barely get the diesel for our bus. And I was sitting this particular day on the set, and Bob Gass was there. I believe Mike Murdoch was there. Just some of the old guys were there. And they all started giving $1,000. And I'm thinking, Philip Cameron, you can't not. So I said, I'm giving $1,000. Yeah. And it was the first time in my life that my mind expanded big enough that I could. I'd been receiving. I'd been building a Bible school. I'd been doing stuff. But I'd never, ever thought of the outward power of a gift.
Yeah.
We always think of the inward power of a gift, what a gift can do for us.
That was a supernatural offering, though.
Oh, absolutely.
I wrote a book about it.
But what happens is, Jim, what I want people to understand is this. In your ministry, I'm in ministry. We have mission work and all the stuff we do. And there are times when, as you're going along, the ship of the ministry collects barnacles and little things added. Each one by themselves means nothing. But suddenly you feel weighted down by all of this responsibilities. Mm-hmm. And God uses seasons to correct us and to correct our course and to trim the sails again and cut the fat and do all the things that are necessary to get us back on beam and on focus for the day we're living in. And as I said before, I really believe we are living in extraordinary days. Think back in the last 12 months, all the stuff that's happened, the news reports, this ridiculous stuff that Europe is at war again. I mean, that in by itself is enough to make everyone say, what is going on here? Mm-hmm. The threats that are coming to our nation and the threats that are coming to the entire world, because this world is no longer just isolated. It's all one community. The other day I heard that Russia is allowing ships to leave Ukraine with grain because there's famine in Africa, and Africa needs the grain that's in Ukraine. So everything is connected.
Yeah.
But the one thing that we need to have in the middle of it all is a thus saith the Lord. Unless you have a clear voice from God to speak into your life to clarify the fuzz and the haze of war, then you'll bump into everything you see. But a prophet's voice, and this is why I believe that the voice of the Prophets Network is vital in these days. In these hours that come ahead, in months and weeks and years that come ahead, you will hear someone look in the TV you're watching right now and speak a rhema into your spirit that you'll think, oh, my goodness, that's the way I've got to walk. And the Holy Ghost will say, yes, walk in it.
Yes.
So I believe that today is a day of personally, I'm excited about this because I believe that what we're doing is we're cleaning and clearing the lens.
That's right. Thank you.
I love space. I love this new Webb telescope is producing ridiculous pictures. Hubble did the same thing. But did you know when they sent Hubble up originally, it had the wrong lens on it?
No.
There was a vibration in the plant where they were grinding the lens, and it put it out by less than hair's breadth. But when they get the thing up in space, it wouldn't. All the pictures they got were fuzzy. Like if I took off my glasses, how my books would be fuzzy. Mm-hmm. And they had to send a shuttle up with a pair of glasses, basically, to put it back into the Hubble. And when they opened up the Hubble cap again to see the universe, everything was crystal clear again. And I believe that what God is doing right now to all of us is cleaning the lenses of our eyes, to open our eyes, to look around and see. Jesus said, look around you.
Yeah.
It's going to tell you the seasons you're in. And when you see these things come to pass, lift up your head, for your redemption draweth nigh. Yeah. So in these days we're living in, I don't want to be hiding in my bedroom or my living room looking at the TV while someone else determines my destiny. Right. I want to stand up for Jesus as a soldier of the cross and say, I will not be silent. I will let this kingdom come on earth as it is in heaven.
Amen.
And you can do that today by being part of this miraculous season of return for the Voice of the Prophets Network, by giving a gift. I'm giving $1,000. I want you to be the same. Hey, Pastor, I'm watching you right now. I know ministries all across America that owe your existence to Jim Baker, that he was the one that inspired you to start what you've started. Today's the day to return the blessing back. To give it back, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And that number is 888-988-1588. Go right now and say, I want to be a part of this miracle to tell the world we are not done yet by a long way in the name of Jesus.
I want you to join with us today. All together, we can make it happen.
Yes, absolutely.
That's it.
Don't give up in these last days. The church is still alive and well on planet Earth.
Yes.
And all together, we can do it. And we have people here over that we've done a couple days of telethon, and we're believing God for an unbelievable outpouring that before it's through, we will have all the debt paid of this.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir. But we need this week. We're on the brink of losing the whole network. And we only have days left to save the whole network. And I'll tell you what, if we keep going, we can do this.
Yes. Absolutely.
And I want to thank, and I've got a whole list of people here that have given already that live here.
Yes. Right.
I know when there's move of God, when all the people that live here do something.
Yes.
And that is a miracle. And I don't know if I dare read some first names or not, but I like names. I just don't like names. Because I want to give credit where credit's due. But Frank and Arlene have given $1,000.
Thank you.
Jim Baker and Lori Baker given $1,000 together. Joe Campbell, our pastor, gave $1,000. Yeah. Jim and Jane.
Yeah.
Given $1,000. Larry and Brenda have given $1,000.
Thank you guys. You're so
Candace
precious.
Has given $1,000. Becky, Sister Campbell, has given $1,000herself, you know. And Gary and Carolyn have given over $1,000. And it just goes on. I could go on and on. Christopher from Arlington, Virginia, has given $1,000.
Thank you,
and
Jesus.
I need 1,000 people this week that will give $1,000, and it's a miracle. We're selling land. We're selling a lot of our cabins now, which we've never had the cabins for sale. Can be the one of the first to get a cabin. They're gorgeous. I mean, they're hand decorated by Tammy Sue Baker, and they're beautiful. They really are, and people love them. I was just talking to one of our staff. Who they moved into the cabins for a few weeks while they were moving here.
Right.
Yeah.
And they said they just loved those cabins, you know.
Amen.
So, Nana, all they got to do is give you a call, right?
Yes, that's right. They can call us at our local number here, 417-779-9000. They can call us, but we're utilizing everything. And I just want to remind everyone, God has told us, utilize the things that I have given you, the things that really, Dad, he showed me, the things that he gave you the foresight. At a time where we were saying, what are we doing, Lord? Where, you know, all these things are growing. But the Lord said that in times of need, that he would utilize these means, that you had the foresight to grow and to expand the ministry. But I'm believing and I'm watching right now, those who are moving here at Morningside, they're one accord. It's
amazing.
Unity. It's time where people are moving to the place of refuge here at Morningside that we have been asked and called to give here. And so we are asking everyone to join right now this legacy offering, a $1,000 donation to the ministry. And Dad, I just want to say, John and I, we took time to just pray, ask the Lord. Today we're joining, and I'm believing God, we are joining this $1,000 offering, the legacy offering. This is being done for our children. It's all about legacy.
Right.
It's
right.
Legacy. It's being done for Jackson and Natalie, that they would one day be able to hear the voice of the prophets come into their homes.
Hallelujah.
And so we are joining, Dad, as a family. We're joining with Jim. Morningside
Here
for this $1,000 offering.
Thank you so much.
To save the voice of the prophet.
I mean, that's
awesome.
God bless it.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
The thing that proved to the world that Jesus was real was when his brothers were prepared to die for him.
That's it.
Yeah. Here's a call from Clinton, Maryland. For $2,500.
Amen. Wow. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. That's fabulous. And when I see your kids giving, what that tells me is that this is real.
Yeah.
If Jesus hadn't been real when they came to put Peter on the cross upside down, or Andrew on the X-shaped cross, which is now the flag of Scotland, they'd have said, "Oh no, hold on a second. Whoa." I was just kidding. That was a great idea, but that guy wasn't the Messiah. He isn't the Son of God. No. It's not worth dying for. Mm-hmm. But when the time came, the sacrifice came from their spirits, and the martyrs since then, because they believed enough that Jesus was real.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see a man of God like Jim Baker and Laurie and all this family, and it's a family, believe me, they call me Uncle Philip because that's what they call me.
Mm-hmm.
But what I'm saying is when you see a family together and the kids are giving towards it, you know it's real.
Yeah.
And I just encourage you right now.
Yes.
You can say to the wolf that would try to destroy this ministry, not today,
right.
on your way, because God is still on the throne, and we are not done with our mission and calling in the name of Jesus. And that number, 888-988-1588, is your contact directly live right now. We are in the studio live at this moment. For you to call us and be a part of this miracle. Mm-hmm.
The demon spirits that Rabbi talked about in his new book
are
on earth.
Oh, my goodness.
And they have come back to earth.
Mm-hmm.
They're on earth.
Yeah.
And they're trying to destroy everything. This is demon power that's in the world today.
Right.
And we, as God's people, have greater power than the power of
Thank
the hell. And
Thank
it's
you,
time
Lord.
For us to go forward.
Amen.
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 Rabbi Jonathan Gunn, who's been with us for years, and his new book is doing great. He has a message for us right now.
Hi, this is Jonathan Gunn, and I want to talk to you about a ministry, ministers of God, friends of mine, and people who are so dear. I want to talk to you about Jim Baker, Lori Baker, the whole family, and the Ministry of Morningside and the PTL Network. I have known Jim and Lori and Morningside for many years, for a decade, since The Harbinger came out. They were there at the very beginning, before it even came out. They heard about this word and said, we have to get this word out. And their heart, Jim's heart has always been, and Lori's heart has been, to get the word out, get the prophetic word out, and to put on television things that many others would not put on or wouldn't dare to put on. And I have watched as they have persevered and to reach out and spread the word. And they've always given me a full platform to do whatever, to bring forth whatever, you know, they would give like six hours of giving things, sharing things that I could not share anywhere else on television. And so it's very important, a very special, unique, and important ministry. And I've watched Jim and with Lori persevere against one attack after the next attack and the next attack, and keep going. And Jim is, you know, past 80 and has persevered through everything, through health issues, just keeps going and going. And I watched as the world or certain forces tried to just take him off and destroy his ministry and take away his financial support, do everything they could. And yet he keeps going and persevering. They need your help. He needs your help. They need your help to stay on the air, to stay on doing what they're doing, which again is so rare and so unique and so important for the end times to have the prophetic word go forth. So if you've been blessed by that, if you've been blessed by me being on there, be a blessing to them. If you know, to first of all, to pray and lift them up in prayer, but also in your support to help keep them on the air. Again, I can bear witness they have been so attacked, so many things to try to take them off and take away their support, and they keep going. Don't let that happen. So be part. God will bless, of course, when you give to the kingdom, but bless whatever you can do. I encourage you to do it. Okay, so seek the Lord on it and then just go with it. Be a blessing. The Lord is always going to bless you. God bless you. Shalom.
Why does the enemy fight us when we think we're doing something good for God? The devil thinks we're doing something bad, I guess.
A gun dog is trained, if there's two birds shot and one is lying still, the gun dog is trained to go after the one that's still moving.
Wow.
Uh-oh.
And the devil knows the ones that will cause him trouble. If you're dead, the devil doesn't have to bother with you. He can leave you alone. You're going nowhere.
That's
but
right.
When you are alive,
I will still be alive.
You are still alive. Trust me, you are still alive. But the devil knows. The devil can identify. Let me tell you something. The devil knows the anointing as well as anybody in the world.
That's the truth.
And the devil is against, he hates the presence of God. He hates the purpose of God.
That's right.
He hates when people listen to the voice and can see over the wall into future and make plans and warn and be Harbinger standing there on the wall.
Yeah.
And this ministry has been there. And it came about by great suffering and great persecution. But let me tell you something. I believe this and I speak this, and I don't claim to be a prophet, but I speak this prophetically, that God will never allow his word to return void.
Amen. That's
right. Never.
That's what he says.
And as we stand and proclaim the word, it isn't always the most popular thing. Noah was the biggest idiot in the world, a fool of a man that had spent 100 years up and more on this ridiculous scaffolding, building this even more ridiculous boat in the middle of dry land. And he's talking about rain. What's rain? It's never rained. What's going to happen? Water's going to fall from the sky? That's not a possibility. And he stood there, and he was a fool until the first drop of water fell. And suddenly he was the wisest man on earth.
Yeah, that's right. Wow.
And I believe that the voice of the prophets, mocked and belittled by so many, I believe that as we see these days approaching and what we're witnessing today, I mean to tell you, right now, today I was up early in the morning because my queen died, and they've moved her body to Westminster.
Yeah.
And within two days, the queen died and the prime minister died and had to be replaced. Basically, he was cut off in this new prime minister. Britain has never had inexperience at its helm like it is right now. We have never been so vulnerable as we are for years. All of the country is my mom is 93. Mm-hmm. I talk to her almost every day.
Yeah.
And she says that inflation has absolutely, completely gone out of control. Mm. And the government has no answers, none whatsoever.
Wow.
As to what's going to be taking place next.
Yeah.
So there's uncertainty everywhere. In America, they're saying stuff that is so foreign to the culture of America.
Yeah.
And they're saying, you eat this stuff. Shut your mouth and eat it.
Right.
We will force feed you this, and you will do what you're told. And suddenly there's a voice of the prophets to stand up and say, no, this is the way, walk ye in it.
Amen.
We're not going down that road, we're going down
That's
this
it.
Road.
Right.
And
Lord.
As the prophetic utterances come forth, what comes with it is instruction and strength for the journey.
That's right.
And I'm telling you now, listen to me, in the days that come ahead, you'll be looking for a voice to speak into your heart in your circumstance. And I believe that one of those voices, a main voice, will be right here with the voices of the prophets.
Yes.
So I encourage you right now, along with Jonathan Kahn and all these other marvelous people, get on board today and say, we are part of this miracle of reaching the world with the truth in these the most critical days of time.
Yes. Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You. That's Thank so you, true. Boy, that's so true. You know, this is what we need to hear. Clear, we have to hear clarity.
Clear instruction.
Yes.
Clear right now more
people,
than ever before. People are tuning into this network to get a clear word because it's crazy out there, Philip. You
absolutely.
And you know I'm a news watcher and I've been watching the Queens as she's, you know, as today actually, you know. And I mean it's just been really something to watch because it's spreading through the whole world.
It is.
We're seeing it right before our eyes.
Everywhere is
so
the same
when way. When somebody sits up here on this set, which you know, we go back to when Jim and I were first married in 1998, we were living in the Queen of Angels Hospital, Dream Center, an old hospital converted, you know, bedroom we lived in together.
Yeah.
And we were making the bed one day and Jim just looked up at me and he said, Lori, we are to build a platform for the prophets.
Wow.
And I didn't know what that meant. All I knew was, yes, God, whatever you want, yes. And we continued to make our bed, and then we continued to go into the inner city and
knock
on doors.
We didn't have a network or anything.
We didn't have anything.
Yeah.
No, nothing. We were living in an old converted hospital room for that first year of our marriage. And so that's when we said yes. And I think Jim might have been testing me. I don't know if you're testing me or not. Like, is she going to go on this ride with me? I don't know. But I didn't know what a network was. I didn't know what he meant for a platform for the prophets.
But God uses willing hearts.
Exactly. Yeah.
The answer comes
That's
from
it.
A willing heart.
Right.
Someone watching just now doesn't know the technology involved in building this incredible network that you're building. Someone watching just now has no concept
That's
of
right.
what it all means to bring all these disparate areas together and to make one thing.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to understand. I don't understand how a car works. either, but I drove in one here yesterday.
Yeah.
And what you got to do is you got to be willing to be a part of it. Amen. And we're looking around the world. I saw something in the news the other day. Someone said in a news program that they think that Iran has already got the nuclear bomb.
Yeah.
If that is the case, folks, all that Iran is looking for, that nuclear device, is to blow Israel off the map.
That's right. They said they're going to do that.
They won't send it to America. They want to kill Israel. And
that's
Israel
right.
won't allow that to happen. So they, believe me, they are so up to speed in spy genius, no one else beats the Israelis. Mm-hmm. They know exactly what's happening. They know when these guys go to the bathroom. I can promise you that now.
Yeah.
And they will preempt this thing. And so anytime you could wake up to something that puts the world over the edge,
mm-hmm.
and you are going to need something to assure you and tell you, where am I standing? What does the Word of God say? And this is a lifeline. You throwing this ministry today as a lifeline that I promise you will come back into your life many times over, and God will use the words spoken here to comfort you and strengthen you and encourage you. I'll be honest, I remember coming here when Jim first spoke about food,
mm-hmm.
and I thought, what on earth is he talking about?
I
can go down to Publix and fill 100 carts of food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Suddenly, that isn't such a crazy thing, because the whole system, the supply chain, is all falling down. And so that was a warning.
America is facing a rail strike right now that will destroy the food delivery.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Do you guys know that there's a strike about to take place?
Absolutely. This is the headline according to CBN News. Brace for economic shockwaves and empty shelves as railroads strike and new energy spike could hit hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm
holding one thing after another. It's the multiples that God talks about in the last
dominoes.
Day. And you know, a few days ago there was a tremendous stock crash.
Yeah.
The market dropped
points.
In one day 1,200 points.
Mm-hmm.
That is a huge drop.
Before the market opened, it was up over 200.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking and thinking, because I check every morning, I'm thinking, well, a good day today.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time the end of the day, I'm thinking, oh my goodness, 1,200 points.
Yeah.
The Bible says that everything that can be shaken will be shaken.
That's what
Andrew,
the Bible
we were
said.
Driving here yesterday, and Andrew mm-hmm. said, Dad, did you know there's been two or three earthquakes in Georgia mm-hmm. over the last couple of days?
Mm-hmm.
Georgia?
Yeah,
you mean Atlanta, Georgia?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere.
The big ones that I'm watching, I don't know if you all are watching or not, but the New Madrid Fault, Mondo,
right?
You're watching them, aren't you?
Watching that just a few days ago, Arkansas, Missouri, Tennessee, your home state now, Papua New Guinea was 7.6 mega earthquake there for them.
A big volcano hit.
Yeah. Volcanoes as well.
Yeah.
Big, like 7.7.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And listen, have talked about this, Dad, and I wanted to give you an update on this because
it's the end times.
It is the end times.
All the main signs that God gives are happening right now.
Absolutely.
And it's going to be too late to do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And to get ready, you need to get ready. If
That's
you haven't
right.
put away some food, do that.
Yeah.
You know, put some seeds away, but get ready for what's coming, because suddenly, I want to tell you something. We're going to have bombs hit America, and I believe they will be very soon. You don't have to believe me. I know. I mean, this morning we had a test of the system here in Branson
for the warnings,
for the weather, sirens. Well, it's the same sirens if an atomic bomb's coming.
Mm.
And I said, that's what it's going to sound like, I told my people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's what it's going to sound like when an atomic bomb is coming. And I'm telling you, I can feel it inside my spirit.
Yeah.
I know what's happening. Our enemies hate us, and they see we're at the weakest time we've ever been.
Well, a few months ago, New York City has been preparing their people, their communities, for what you just talked about right now. And one of the things that they're not talking about it much on the news is something I wanted to give you an update. I want you to hold this. This is what the update of list of U.S.-based manufacturing plants that have been destroyed up to date from 2021 all the way to 2 weeks ago.
Oh my
over 704 not only in America, but all over the world. And if you don't think we have a food problem, you need to wake up.
Systematic.
Because what we're seeing, the system break right before our eyes. Right.
Wow.
Major countries are vulnerable right now. You talk about Great Britain, you talk about America, you talk about Russia, you talk about Ukraine, talk about Africa, you talk about the world right now is so vulnerable. Yeah. We are at a tipping point right now. As we are speaking to you, there's about 828 million people facing hunger in the world today. With the greatest technology, with the greatest wealth the world has ever seen, how could it be that we are at a tipping point of facing a world famine like we've never known before, with Great Britain being involved?
One day you got to read some of this. This
is shocking.
Shocking, shocking, shocking. Look at it. Pages and pages of massive livestock deaths and all the different things that are happening.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It is so...
And people...
It's weird.
It's time to declare war on these things that are destroying our very way of life.
That's right. Yeah.
But I tell you what happens when people like Patricia donating $135 watching from Kansas. And I want to thank some special networks because they believe in the mission that we're doing through the Jim Baker Show. I want to thank on behalf of our ministry, World Harvest Television Network.
Thank you so much.
I want to thank Impact Network for believing on the Jim Baker Show and the Voice of the Prophet. I want to thank our local Springfield Network.
Thank you.
And of course, Orlando, Florida Network. Thank you for believing in the Voice of the Prophets. But people like Beverly believe in the message. Donating $120 to the ministry. Sandra from Michigan donating $40 to the ministry.
Thank you, Lord.
Robert from Anaheim, California, they're watching, donating $250 to the ministry. It's so important. I love the
message. Here's Mary. She just gave $1,000. And Mary is from Sellings Grove, Pennsylvania.
Amen. Yeah,
that's great. Thank you, Mary.
I know there are folk watching just now, and you know what we're talking about, the veracity of what we're saying. You know the days we're living in. We've never lived like this before. We've never seen these things. And your heart is to give one of those $1,000 gifts. You're thinking, how can I do this? Mm-hmm. Well, if you can give it at one time, let me challenge you to give it $20 a month or $20 a week. Do you understand that if you give a $20 a week offering, if you get a jar and make it the Voice of the Prophet's jar in your kitchen and put $20 in there every week, by the end of a year, you've given $1,000.
Wow.
And if you had thousands of folk giving $20 a week, that would make a tremendous difference.
Amen.
Because it isn't the big bills. There's always big bills, but as Mondo is saying, the thing that's important to this ministry is the daily daily stuff that comes in, the electricity bills and the TV time and stuff, in what we do in Eastern Europe. If it wasn't for people giving a dollar a day, that is what has saved us over the years because if someone gives me $1 million, I can promise you I'll spend it on the kingdom of God.
That's right.
I have no problem spending when you're involved in missions.
Yeah.
But what concerns me is the kids getting up this morning and having breakfast and having shoes on their feet and clothes to go to school and the fees of their school. Yeah. So when you give a one-time gift, that's fabulous. And we're believing God for 4,000 people over this season to give $1,000, $1,000 this week, which would be $1 million to pay off and catch up with all these television outlets that we need to get caught up with. But if you could pray about becoming a partner with this ministry, that your voice is joining with the Voice of the Prophets, when you give that daily and weekly gift, what you're doing is you are speaking along with the Voice of the Prophets.
Amen.
You're letting your voice be heard saying, I believe this. Every gift you make is an amen or an amen, as you say here, to what is being spoken by the prophets. And that's so important.
They've tried to kill the prophets throughout history.
Always have.
The prophets are not popular today.
Not a good profession.
I know a lot of prophets. And one thing I'm shocked to learn, Lori, I really, really am. You know I'm shocked to learn that there's some places the prophets aren't welcome.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm shocked by that.
Yeah.
Because I love the prophets. Mm-hmm. Rick Joyner was one of my mentor prophets. And he's just on our board of directors. He's one of the great men of God.
Yeah. Yes.
And so I love the prophets.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, we need the prophets now.
More than ever.
in the days to come, there's darkness coming. Yeah. There's storm coming. There's things coming on earth like we've never seen before. We need to be ready.
Yes.
And we need to keep this voice strong and on the air.
Amen.
And I couldn't do this at my age if it wasn't for God calling me to stay strong and to keep this message on the air.
Yes. Amen.
And we're standing together.
Thank you, Lord.
So,
in unity.
Mondo, what do you have to say?
Listen, I have Daniel from Virginia donating $2,000 right
now.
Yay! From Washington donating $500 right now. Danny from Texas donating $500 right now. Gloria from North Carolina. We love North Carolina. $655. Karen from Kentucky, $300 donation coming in. Judith from Arizona, $300 right now. Bernice donating $380 right now. Terry from Texas donating $150.
Thank you, Lord.
Jenny from Texas donating $280. Mr. John from Florida donating $200. And then I have Maggie from New York City, $1,000 donation coming in. Donald from North Carolina, $500. And then one more from Pennsylvania. Mary, thank you for your donation of $1,000 right now.
Thank you, Lord.
This is your moment to get up right now if you're watching us and you're thinking, boy, I can feel something stirring in my heart. Can I pray for you right now in the name of Jesus? Father, I thank you that your voice is clear in a cloudy day, that you can speak loudly into our hearts beyond the clamor of the world. That we can hear your still small voice speaking in the whispers of our soul. And right now I pray for everyone watching that believe in the word, that believe in the promise of God. And the last days I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Yes, there's darkness, but we believe, Lord, and we are waiting for a mighty outpouring of the Holy Ghost around this world. And Lord, we want to be together, standing on the wall of vision and purpose. And we want to give and pray and be a part of the answer. Rather than curse the darkness, we choose to light a lamp with the oil in the prophet's lamp in the name of Jesus. And I speak to everyone watching that the Holy Spirit will speak to you right now and say, I want to be a part of this army of people who are standing and saying, we want the voice of the prophets to be heard. Your gift of $1,000 right now is absolutely key. Whatever you can give, 500, 150, whatever you can give right now. We are in a crisis situation. Not in the spirit, but in the bank. We need a miracle of God so we can take care of these things, stuff that we've fallen behind in, that the devil would like to take advantage of. Yeah. And this is when the body of Christ closes ranks and says, no, you have come thus far, but you're going no further because we are going to be the standard of God in the name of Jesus. So go to your phone right now.
Like Philip said, call us right now at 1-888-988-1588. Do it right now. Jim's always taught me this, and it's true. I've done this in my life, too. You know, you have good intentions. You're like, okay, well, and you procrastinate. Yes. Yeah. And then things happen, and you forget about it, or something else takes that
Rebecca
seat.
Was at the point of going back with Eliezer to marry.
Oh. Yeah.
Laban, her brother, came up and said to her, what's the rush? Wait a while. It was the same Laban that made Jacob wait to marry Rachel when he married Leah.
Oh, yeah.
And in every circumstance, there's a Laban spirit.
Mm-hmm.
If the devil can't get you to say no, he'll get you to say later. And he will put stuff in your mind and your circumstance that a week from now you'll go, oh, I meant to call. Yes. I forgot to call. Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. And the devil will use that over and over. Once you allow that key to be unlocked in your life, you are giving him the key to keep you procrastinating from your blessing.
That's right.
Wow.
So I urge you right now to go to your phone, 888-988-1588, and you can be part of a crazy... I've watched Jim Baker over my life have the most ridiculous miracles of anyone else I've ever met. I was at PTL in Charlotte, and someone was stealing his money from the post office. And all these orders hadn't been filled. It was for the parallel Bible.
And I remember the day he sat in the barn right out at the end of that long walkway that they had. And 11 o'clock came and went, and the program wasn't started. And then Jim showed up, and I knew by looking at him, I was just standing in the corner, just a young man. And I knew on his there was something wrong. And he stood up and began to tell the folk. He was always just dead honest with folk. And he says, we've missed your orders. And boy, you should have seen what happened that day. Yeah. Folks started coming into the barn, and they started working in production lines, pallets of Bibles, and they started giving and stuffing these Bibles and stamping these Bibles and running them out. And God turned what the devil meant for evil.
Right.
God turned to a supernatural miracle on that day.
Yeah.
And I believe that what the devil has meant for evil in this ministry to come against us in the variant ways he has, God is going to raise a standard through you today.
Yeah.
You are the standard.
Yeah.
Don't put it off. 1-888-988-1588.
That's one of the reasons I'm this telethon today. And I'm up in the 80s, that's nothing, but I mean, it's just my age. But I don't have the strength I once had. But yet, the prophets have come to me privately, personally, even on the show. And you encourage me. You tell me not to give up.
Don't quit.
Amen.
And
there's
times, Lori, you know, I've just about given up.
Yes,
and there's days I feel like I'm going to die, you know. And but God says no, I'm not ready for you to go. And I'm on this telethon because God says you've got to keep this message on the air until in these last days all hell is breaking loose on earth. People, you have no idea. But if everyone will do something, you say, Jim, I can't do $1,000. I just don't have that faith. Well, that's fine. If you don't have faith, you don't have to do that. But here's somebody from Diana from Leesburg, Florida, $30.
Yeah.
You can do something.
Yes.
And we'll add this all up, and we are going to see victory.
Yes.
Amen.
And when we stand before God, here is Hank and Ann from New York, $200.
Thank you, Lord. Wow.
Pamela.
Thank
from
you,
Liberty Township, Ohio, $25.
Fabulous.
Here is Linda from Littletown, Pennsylvania, $100. Sheila from Livingston, Alabama, $200. From Locksburg, Arkansas, $100. From Logan, Mary, in Utah, $100. See, everybody, you say, start adding that up.
Yes. Oh, amen.
Absolutely.
And we're going to see a miracle today.
Yes.
And these are people that are watching this network live right now that I'm giving out.
I took my kids to the beginning of the Mississippi River,
and
Philip jumped across it, a little stream. And I thought, no way is this where the Mississippi begins, sometimes a mile wide. Because what happens is every rain, every snow, everything that comes flows together and begins to come. And the stream becomes a little bit bigger, and the brook becomes a river, and then the river becomes a mighty river.
That's right.
And unto the Bible says, unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Something happens when God gathers his people. There's a focus. I was reading this morning about Moses and how the first thing he said, pay your tithes, bring your offerings.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's something that happens when you release your faith towards God. God is infinite. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. And the only way that he can involve himself into your world is when you open up and say, I am available for you to work in my circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that God is speaking to your heart just now. I believe there's people watching just now, and you can give $100,000 by yourself. Money's not your problem. All it is numbers in a bank to you because you've been blessed of God for this kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there's needs you have that you can't meet. You got family members that are killing you, breaking your heart.
Mm-hmm.
You got situations in your body that you're thinking, my God, how can you ever help me?
Right.
So what God's saying to you is, well, trust me, prove me now.
Right.
Give, I'll open my bank account to you, which is health and healing and hope and purpose and restoration that money can buy.
That's right. And what God's speaking to me right now is that when God's people meet this need of this ministry, it's your ministry. You watch it every day.
That's right.
But when you meet this, this ministry's not going to just say, well, we made it. No. This ministry is going to expand.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
We've got opportunity right now for the voice of the prophets to come bigger. Yeah. Did you know that?
Thank you,
We've got airtime offered. It's going to be one of the biggest and secular television Christian networks in the world.
A few moments ago when you were talking, the Holy Ghost put that in my spirit. And I'm thinking, Philip, you don't need to be talking about that right now. When we're talking about paying bills to survive, that kind of it's counterintuitive. I'm here to tell you something. The Holy Ghost, I was sitting here, and he says, the devil thinks he's going to destroy this ministry, and this is going to be the push-off. You know those when the swimmers go back and forth against the pool, and they do that flip, and they push off against the wall, and that accelerates them forward.
Yes.
What this crisis is going to be is an accelerant to the kingdom of God, that what the devil thought he had stopped, instead of that, he's going to go, oh, my Lord, I should have left them alone the way they were, because now they're really giving me trouble.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'm going to do everything I can do. I'm going to give everything I can give.
Yeah.
I'm going to sell everything I can sell. I love selling the condos and things, the extra ones there. We use them a lot, but they'll bring the cash we need right now.
Yes.
And I'll tell you, I want to thank Philip Cameron for coming today.
Thank you, Philip.
Because
so much.
The Camerons are coming, and they've always helped me in my greatest needs. And I'll tell you what, they lit a fire in the television that's not gone out.
Yeah.
And what a blessing it's been. You can see them, but that's back at the PTL days. But that was not CBN, that one there. That one's at PTL, because I can tell by the windows. But that's the furniture store.
I still have that accordion.
That's the furniture store right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So God's doing something. I'm excited about it.
Absolutely.
I'll tell you, great things are going to happen.
Yes.
I believe they're going to come from the east, south,
Amen.
Northwest,
Thank
and
you,
give.
Yes.
And I believe that you're going to hear from the prophets in these days.
Hallelujah.
And they're already writing me, calling me. And I believe we're going to see a gathering of God's people. Be in that number.
Yes, sir.
When you give as unto a prophet,
you
get a prophet's reward.
Yes.
That's what the Bible says.
Wow.
That's what the Bible says. And we're not selling the prophet's chamber here, I'm almost willing to do that if I have to, but I don't have to, because we got to keep a room for the prophets.
That's right.
That's my dream in life, is to take care of God's speakers when they come, because I've stayed in some pretty bad basements as I was a young evangelist.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you what, God wants his people to be loved and cared
Amen.
For.
Yes, he
and
does.
Together, we're going to see a miracle take place, and the miracle's going to be in your house.
Yes,
man.
The last time we had a great move of God like this one, I saw thousands of people have real estate sell that hadn't sold for years.
Yeah.
God is going to do it again.
Amen.
God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you. Thank you, Philip.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.